Warning. The Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Notice from the Foundation Records and Information Security Administration. The documentation below is no longer valid following several recently applied changes. Personnel with access to this archived file have been asked to contact their supervisors immediately for updated documentation. SCP-7160's anomalous properties are still under investigation. Item number, SCP-7160. Classified Level 4, Secret. Containment Class, Pending. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-7160 is, by all available metrics, terminated. Records containing evidence of the anomaly, including but not limited to letters of employment, archived tax forms, and government-issued identification, are to be redacted from all public databases. Minor amnestization of SCP-7160's immediate family and close contacts have been authorized to maintain Foundation anonymity. The cellular phone of SCP-7160 has been confiscated from local law enforcement and remains in the possession of Site-119's forensics team. It is currently monitored by a designated data custodian who is responsible for logging all individuals who interact with the device. In the event of unauthorized access, subsequent lockdown must be initiated to apprehend the offending person. As SCP-7160's anomalous properties are still poorly understood, Foundation's agents have been authorized to apprehend and detain any related persons caught excessively itching or otherwise scratching or biting themselves. Description: SCP-7160 is the corpse of a 24-year-old adult male identified as John McAckler. On July 9, 2022, SCP-7160 was submitted to the Genoveria Health Institute after sustaining life-threatening, self-inflicted injuries across his entire body. Specifically, deep lacerations across both arms, open wounds along the lower torso and waist, dislocated left ankle and complete avulsion of the right foot, bleeding gums and extreme jaw damage indicative of excessive teeth grinding, first-degree burns along the outer jaw and neck, severe poisoning caused by cross-contamination of multiple chemicals and cleaning products, empty left eye socket with torn optic nerve hanging limply inside, avulsion of the nails on both hands and remaining toenails. Despite receiving emergency medical care, John McAckler was declared deceased 16 hours after his admission to hospital. While the cause of death is unclear as of this writing, anomalous influences are suspected following the recovery of the victim's personal cell phone and an autopsy performed by Foundation medical staff. Addendum 1, Forensic Report. Phone Notes.
I still don't fucking feel better, Shelly. You remember how you told me about all those breathing exercises or whatever? Or that little toe-clenching trick you had me do whenever I felt the urge to scratch? Yeah, those tidbits of yours? They did absolutely nothing. I just had to rush myself to the ER for the second time this week. They took one look at me and rushed me inside for treatment. The doctors were picking scabs and dead skin off for hours before lathering me with enough lidocaine to paralyze a horse. They said if I scratched anymore, I'd be shredding into the literal bone. Look, I understand you're just trying to do your job. And I know you're not my doctor. But can you please do something about this, Shelly? I'll make sure to schedule another appointment. Hey, Shelly. I woke up this morning to a 3-inch millipede crawling inside my mouth. I could feel its shell swishing around in my spit, and the dry taste of wriggling little legs crawling along my tongue. I actually felt like I was gonna retch when it started rubbing against my gums. I had to rush to the bathroom and puke everything out. I also managed to grip some pesticide in case I need to hose something down the sink. But, of course, nothing came out. Just wretch and mucus. Like always. I'm sure I have the vomit caked outside my mouth still, but frankly, I don't care enough to clean it. It's not worth standing in front of a mirror trying to scrape it all off. After all, the last thing I want is to find a tapeworm inching its slimy body inside my eye somewhere while I wipe my face. Shelley, I really can't take this anymore. I'm constantly suffering. My coworkers keep telling me to stop biting my nails at work. And they won't stop teasing me and saying that I'm not hygienic, or whatever. They just don't understand that I'm doing it for a reason. But it's... whatever. At least the nurses stopped giving me weird glances after I started coming in for burns instead of claw marks. Speaking of co-workers, I've had to add another few days off from last week's schedule. Everything was fine, and until I saw the fire ants crawling underneath my skin. It got so bad that one of the security guards had to restrain me with handcuffs. Again. Still, I managed to get the rest of them off me with a bit of biting and some uncomfortable wriggling. I think their guts are still stuck in between my teeth somewhere. This is yet, again, another reminder to give this to you when I see you again. I know you'll take care of me, like the angel you are. Here's the thing about all the other therapists I've met. They don't know shit. I mean, they literally tried telling me that writing about this would actually help. About how addressing your problems can help you fight them, or whatever. The real generic shit. Right? And you know what? I was ready to believe that garbage, too. I mean, I know they just wanted to help. And I just wanted nothing more than to stop the itching and to finally wake up without blood seeping down my arms. But those motherfuckers lied to me. Of course it's not that simple. I still wake up to the same feelings and urges that I've always had. I swear it's inescapable now. I can't even so much as think without feeling a random urge to swat away spiders crawling up my legs or a fly going inside my nose. That's not even including all the times I've looked through my clothes and saw the countless fleas and ticks nesting in the fibers. This can't continue. I have to do something about it. They're inside me again. Why do they never stop? It's biting. It's biting me. 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 I can't keep writing these anymore. I'm way too stressed and tired. My body still won't stop aching anymore, and the stares just keep getting worse. I have to talk to Shelley again. She knows me so much better than everyone else now.
Scheduled appointments. 2@gmail.com. From Heartland Counseling and Resilience Center, automated. Subject, appointment confirmation.
Hello, Mr. McCackler. Congratulations. You have been booked for another session with one of our specialized counselors. We know you two will go far together. Please, verifying the following information for us. If you notice an error, please reach out by either giving us a call or responding to this email. Date, June 12, 2022. Time, 6 p.m. Counselor, Shelley Lee. Reason for visit.
There are tiny little insects crawling down my esophagus and burrowing tunnels inside my organs. The claw marks are getting worse. And I swear, nobody else seems to understand. They don't stop existing just because you say they're fake!
We hope to see you there.
Displaying previous history.
Heartland Counseling. Appointment update.
I need Shelley.
Heartland Counseling. Appointment update.
I feel them again.
Heartland Counseling. Appointment update.
They're in my ears!
Heartland Counseling. Appointment update.
I swear there are bugs in me.
Heartland Counseling. Appointment update.
Nobody understands!
Heartland Counseling. Appointment update.
I'm hurting myself. Again.
Heartland Counseling. Appointment update.
Please call me ASAP!
Heartland Counseling. Appointment update.
Can we do this today?
Heartland Counseling. Appointment update.
You told me wrong.
Heartland Counseling. Appointment update.
It's more than a checkup.
Heartland Counseling. Appointment update.
Are you free this week?
Sent voicemails. 2. Heartland Counseling and Resilience Center.
Hello? My name is, John McAckler, and I was hoping I could maybe get a hold of someone about my upcoming appointment. I know you guys listed down someone named Raheem as my counselor, but, well, I was hoping to change that to Shelley. Sorry about all this. I fat-fingered when I was making the selection on the screen. Big hands, you know. Anyway, thanks. Oh, if you need to reach me again, you can just call this number again. Or email me, I guess. Alright, bye. Hi, it's John again. You know, the guy that keeps scheduling all the appointments? I was just wondering when a good time would be to fix my little error from before. I know you... sorry. You all keep trying to call, but it's just difficult to respond sometimes. Anyway, I don't know Raheem, and I don't think it would be a good idea if I saw him. Please call me back. Hi, John McAckler here. I saw that somebody made that change like I asked. That's great. I appreciate it. Oh, please excuse me. All right, back. Sorry, I had to make a quick trip to the bathroom, you know. Not to pee or anything, no, just to make sure I wasn't scratching too much. It's the reason I've been trying to get in with you guys again. Oh, this is awkward. Sorry, I just wanted to see if Shelley was around. She was going to help me. Thanks. Hi again, this is John. Are you fucking kidding me here? Look, I've been calling you guys like 5 or 6 times now, and none of you ever reach out. What's the deal? You guys can't just keep calling me at like 2 p.m. anymore. I understand you all probably work 9 to 5, but I'm busy dealing with problems I can't even fix on my own. It wouldn't even be that bad if you just picked up your phones. But no, I have to keep fucking suffering until somebody calls me back. Look, I just need to talk to Shelley, okay? I am absolutely sick of asking. All I need is just someone who understands. Someone who gets me. I'm not trying to be creepy, okay? I just need help from someone. Hi, this is John. I'll be in at 4 tomorrow. I expect a supervisor when I arrive.
Recorded memos. Log begins.
Sorry.
You're fine.
Give me a second.
Take your time.
Is it okay if we, recorded this? For my sake, I mean.
Of course. Whatever helps you, John.
It really would. Okay. I think I have everything.
You sure?
I think so now.
Okay, great. I heard you had some trouble reaching us. I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay now. I mean, I'm pretty mad still, but it's fine so long as I can actually, you know, speak with someone.
Well, I appreciate your patience then. I was looking at your record again, and I saw that you scheduled this because you were experiencing symptoms again. Is this correct?
Yes. Yes, you're right.
Looks like you were given some medication by your doctor. Have you been taking it?
Yes, Shelley, I have. And I'm telling you, it's not working.
That's unfortunate. Would you mind telling me how it's not working for you?
How? What do you mean, how?
I'm just asking a question, John.
How do you not see them? They're everywhere now.
Can you point to me where, exactly? Maybe if you can show me.
I'm showing you, right now. Look, I'm even scratching them off!
John, please, take a breath for me.
Just look, Shelley! I'm telling you, they're right here!
John, I don't see anything.
But I do!
I understand that, and I'd like to help, but I need you to try and calm down if you want to continue.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. It's why I'm here. Let's take a quick break, okay?
Log ends. Log begins.
Thank you, Shelley. I really needed that.
Not a problem. Like I said, it's why I'm here.
So, you can't see them either, right?
No, John, I can't. And I won't be able to.
Because they don't exist, right?
Let me ask you a question. How do they exist to you? What do you see when they appear?
I see them as many things, you know.
Such as?
Well, often I see ants. Large ones, with big meaty jaws and... Sometimes I see spiders and worms as well. Really, the worms only appear in the light, right underneath my eyes.
I see. Does it hurt?
Sometimes it does. I guess it just sort of depends.
Would you be able to elaborate on that?
I really don't know how to explain it. I guess it just depends on my mood or what I'm seeing, you know? Spiders hurt the most, especially when they, like, bite down.
And is this separate from your injuries? Are you feeling this pain even in spots where you haven't been bitten?
I don't know.
I see. Do you see them?
Them? The insects? Like, right now?
Yes.
Not really. It's hard for me to find them when I'm actively looking sometimes.
I can tell you're bothered. Would you be able to explain why?
Explain?
Only if you're able to.
I mean, how about you live a life where everyone tells you that your mind is wrong? I mean, seriously, everywhere I go, everything I do, it's always the same. I know my reality is real. And I know that what I see aren't just these illusions that everyone makes them out to be. I've never not been able to trust my eyes, you know?
I understand.
And then one day you wake up, and people tell you to ignore all that and to pretend like nothing's happening. It's frustrating.
And it's exhausting, right?
Yes! You're exactly right. I'm tired, Shelley. I'm tired of having to attend these appointments. Of making notes in my phone to keep my thoughts away from the slugs and centipedes crawling up my nose. I just...
You just...
It's there.
Oh.
Right between my index fingers. Do you see it?
Describe to me exactly what you're seeing.
It's big. About the size of my palm. And it's brown. Clinging to the side of my finger.
Mm-hmm.
It has two massive pincers in the front. And four legs around its abdomen. It's crawling.
A beetle?
No. No, it's far too large. I think it might be a...
It's okay, John. What were you about to say?
I think it looks like a water bug. Shelly, please help me. I'm begging you. Please.
Don't worry, John. It'll be all right. Give me a moment, okay? All right, go ahead and point me to it. Is it right here?
No, it's a little more up. I mean, down. Stop, right there.
I see. Is the mirror catching it?
The mirror? Yeah, it's...
This is what I'm seeing right now, John. And I promise you, there is no bug there. Do you see a water bug in the mirror?
It was just... No. No, I don't see it anymore. I can't believe it. You just... How did you do that?
Log ends. Text messages.
Hey, Shelley. This is John. This is the right number, right?
Hi, John. This is the correct number. Sorry for not giving you the correct one earlier.
It's okay. Thank you for your help today. Whatever magic you did, it really worked.
That's fantastic. Have you taken your medication?
Yeah. I did as you asked.
Great. Please let me know if you need anything else.
I actually do need something.
How can I help?
That thing you did. How did you know?
Know what?
That it would disappear, I guess?
Are you asking about the mirror?
Yeah.
Well, John, in truth, I didn't. I had no idea what would happen.
You didn't?
Not at all. But I'm glad it helped you nonetheless.
Is there a more permanent solution? For the insects, I mean. It would make it easier to sleep.
The medication will help you with that, so long as you're taking it.
I really did take it. It's just... I don't know.
Please let me know if there's anything else I can do for you, John.
Okay. Hey, Shelley.
Hello, John.
Sorry, I know you're not working right now. There's just something on my mind.
That's quite all right. How can I help?
Back in our session, you asked me something.
I never got to finish my answer.
Oh. About how exhausted you were, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me what's on your mind. Just know that after this, we'll need to schedule another appointment if you need to discuss further.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, but your company kind of sucks when it comes to scheduling stuff.
John, please. What did you want to tell me?
Oh, right. Sorry. Anyway, I just kind of wanted to say that, like, I don't know. It sucks being the only one who feels this way, you know?
I can understand that feeling. There are actually a lot of people like you, and a lot of other people who feel that way too.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Having someone who can bridge that gap and help me is... it's all I want.
Let's try and keep the rest of our conversations in the office.
Okay. Sorry. Hey again.
Hello, John.
Look, I know you said that we should keep this in the office, and that's fine and all, but I just felt bad. Wanted to say sorry.
Thank you for your apology. It's fine.
Okay. Good. Are we still good to go for this Saturday? Got a lot on my mind again.
I will need to check my schedule.
That's okay. But seriously, thank you. You have helped me tremendously.
Not a problem.
Do you have a place for reviews? Can I give you a review?
You can review my company. If you want to leave something about me, that's fine. I can't stop you from doing that.
Okay. Cool. No biggie. Just wanted to show my gratitude and appreciation. Give you a 5-star for, you know, being 5 stars. Sorry, that was stupid. Please respond.
John, I'm going to have to ask you kindly to stop texting me.
Okay. Shelley. Shelley, please respond. They're back. The bugs. They're here.
Have you taken your meds today?
Shelley, I'm telling you they don't work. There's so many. Please, Shelley, I need your help. Please.
Our appointment is not until tomorrow. Can you wait until then?
No. Shelley, you don't get it. It's bad. I swear, I just blinked and I saw a bunch of termites disappear from my glass. I'm scratching myself to the bone now. I need your help right now. I'm going to die.
John, if you need emergency help, please contact the police. I can call them for you if you want.
Why? So they cannot believe me? Shelley, please bring your mirror and come to my house right now. I promise it will be worth it.
John, please stop texting me. I'm serious.
Shelley, I'm begging you. Please. I can feel them digging into my cheeks. They're tearing apart my toes. Please, bring your mirror. Please.
I'm contacting the police right now. They can help you.
Shelley, why do you keep refusing? I thought you were supposed to help. Don't you understand? I'm in pain right now. Help me. Help me.
I'm blocking this number. Please do not come near me.
You fucking cunt. Is this how it is? I knew you were a lying scumbag. I swear you will regret this.
Video recordings. Log begins. Recording begins with the camera on top of a dining room table. Two chairs, still pushed in, somewhat obstruct the camera's view of John McAckler as he paces frantically from one side to another. He stands in front of a sofa and a TV currently playing the Channel 16 news. No audio can be heard. John whispers frantically as he continues pacing for several seconds. He stops mid-step, another mutter followed by the words Shelley, before he grabs the temples of his forehead. John yells in apparent pain as he begins to scratch his arms. Ragged marks appear along the surface of his flesh. He remains frozen in place as the bare and scarred skin becomes red from the friction. Blood drips down from his elbows and onto the floor. He wipes sweat off his brow before stripping his clothes. First the shirt, then the pants, and finally his undergarments. After a brief moment of struggle, he stands nude in front of the camera. Along his upper torso, several jagged cuts and bruises are visible. Severely bleeding human bite marks along the left and right thighs are also visible from this angle. John retreats behind the camera and remains there for 34 seconds. He soon returns with a chef's knife, a metal fork and spoon, cleaning disinfectant, a large pot of boiling water, and a pair of slip joint pliers. He haphazardly throws them across the floor and looks back at the camera with a wide grin. John mouths another comment before retrieving the chef's knife from his side. He holds the sharpened blade towards his left wrist. He smiles before sliding the knife across, cutting a deep laceration into the skin and tendons. He tips his wrist towards the floor as blood begins to drip and flow into a pool beneath. John chuckles. The bleeding continues as he makes another cut on his opposite arm. The blood pools further as John grabs the fork and spoon on his opposite side. He breathes deeply before plunging the spoon into his left eye. He rocks his head backward as the spoon pierces into the damaged socket. He twists and yanks the spoon out, causing what remains of his eye to fling onto the table. He then turns toward the fork, poking the edge of it underneath his index fingernail and quickly pulls backward. The fingernail snaps off effortlessly, revealing bare and bleeding flesh underneath. Despite the apparent pain, John grabs the pliers and holds them firm towards his toe. He continues clamping down before inexplicably twisting the pliers, causing the big toe to contort and dislocate at a 60-degree angle. He reels backward once more, pausing briefly as he drops the pliers onto the floor. He begins to speak, but the camera cannot discern anything beyond him mouthing, "Drown." He grabs the boiling water sitting nearby and pours it along his face and upper torso. Hot steam races around his body. His arms writhe in pain, but he does not attempt to brush the water off. John can now barely be seen in the video. Nothing occurs for approximately 30 seconds as the steam dissipates. John remains motionless in front of the dining room table. Suddenly, John begins smiling again. His teeth, which can now be seen on the camera footage, are stained red from blood. He utters another phrase, but only Shelley can be discerned. John frowns just as the video camera falls down. Recording ceases abruptly. Log ends. Addendum 2. Update. On August 1st, 2022, Foundation scientists were able to perform a complete autopsy of SCP-7160. 1 week later, on August 6th, 2022, a subsequent report on the anomaly's corpse was logged and stored within Site-119. While this report does confirm several key facts about SCP-7160's death, several other discoveries were also uncovered. Excerpt from SCP-7160 report.
Besides the injuries, SCP-7160 possessed certain unique peculiarities. For example, when we extracted tissue samples for examination, Dr. Radhurst and I discovered the presence of distinct markings along the inside of the skin and various internal scrapes along the cranium. Speaking of the skull, deeper scans of the skeleton found large, vacant tunnel systems terminating at points throughout the hands, feet, and open orifices. The marrow and calcified shell of the victim's hollowed bones seems to have created the perfect ecosystem for whatever was living within. Additionally, after penetrating the hypodermis, we saw that the interstitium was completely drained of fluid. While ordinarily this may be the result of rare genetic circumstances or severe external damage, this particular case is not believed to have resulted in structural abnormalities to the body. Rather, analysis of tissues in the surrounding area has since been found to contain a nearly invisible chitinous dust in its place.
Following SCP-7160's autopsy, another investigation into John McAckler's smartphone was initiated. Upon further analysis, Foundation researchers confirmed that the last application active on the device was Google Maps, which was currently en route to Shelley Lee's personal residence. Furthermore, a new message notification appeared upon device startup, the contents of which has been attached below.
John? Hi. This is Shelley. You know, with Heartland Counseling? Would you be able to call me ASAP? I don't know who else to go to. I can't stop itching.
This week's episode was possible thanks to our patrons. Joining us this week was Arcady, Danielle Garraway, King Lego, Kit, Whisper, Wolfie, Moose Nico, Kenneth Weiss, Lie Emily, ! And Curb. Thanks so much, guys, for supporting the show. We couldn't do what we do without you. SCP Archives was created by Pacific S. Obadiah and John Grills. SCP-7113 was written by Jax Dragon X and Pedagon. Our script was by Kevin Whitlock. Our narrator was Nicole Goodnight. John McAckler was John Grills. Shelley Lee was Kayla Temshiv. Dr. Collins was Bailey Wolf. And Heartland was Kale Brown. Our art was done by Eduardo Baldez-Hebbia, and our video was produced by Dakota Miller. Our theme song was by Matt Roy Berger, and I was your sound designer, Pacific S. Obadiah. Our composer is Dana Kreisman, and our showrunner is Daisy McNamara. And our executive producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska. For more information, visit scparchives.com.